Podcast. You know what we do here. My name is Jamie. This is Chris. This is Sam. Today, we decided to pick out a maxim that kind of came up, I think, on our last episode. Don't think, react. Now, I know that UCB has adopted this, and I think it's even on their gear, their memorabilia. It might be on the outside of their building. It's very much in their ethos. And I thought it'd be interesting for us to talk about this. Don't think, react, on two different levels. One is, what does that rule mean? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it indifferent? And then two is the broader concept of how we frame rules. You know, we talked about a little bit about this when we were discussing Paul's 10 rules for improv or whatever that was. And the idea that when you frame a rule, when you state the rule, you try to like make it catchy, but in making it catchy, you also like take out a lot of the substance of what the rule would or maybe should be. So I'm interested in talking about both of this don't think, react concept on those two different levels. Hello, Chris. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Chris, when you hear don't think, react, what, how do you react to that without thinking?
I immediately think of UCB, which is crazy because I remember learning that rule in college when I was learning short form. And then here's what I think. There was a time in my life when I thought that was so great. Oh, don't think. I overthink all the time. This is wonderful. Just, and again, I learned this when I was doing short form. So it's like, this is great. Just like, okay, get out of your head and let's just like respond to what's going on. And here we go. I love it in theory, but then you go train at somewhere like UCB and all they do is make you think. They give you the most, I don't know if it's the most complicated, but they give you an actual formula for how scenes should go, how shows should go. I've actually never been more in my head in any training center than I was at UCB. Specifically, auditioning to be on a Herald team, being on the back line, and really trying to nail down what my first scene's game was so that I would have I could step out for my second scene with my partner and be able to spell out what my game was in case it was a little different from theirs, which fine, may not, which may be a sign that it wasn't a strong game to begin with. It doesn't matter. I'm on the back line thinking. Sam, what you got?
I'm so glad you said that because I was thinking the exact same thing, that UCB has this very heady thinking style of play where it's known for that. And so I guess I have two thoughts of that. One, is that why the phrase became so popular there, that it's kind of the medicine for what ails them a little bit, but also how sort of any scripture might get corrupted by a church. It's interesting that you're talking about don't think, react in the context of short form, because I would think in short form it's really helpful. Is that true? To not think and just react, because it feels like it's all set up for you and you're sort of big, loud, funny.
That is exactly right. And as soon as you start to think in short form, in my experience, is when you start getting caught up. Listen, the audience just, they want you to dance like a squirrel, now dance like a rabbit, now talk like a monkey. Like, if you're sitting there going, like, what's the best way to do these things? Forget it. And I tried that because, you know, you want to be the best. Not only did I do this in college, Sam, but I also did it on the boats with Second City. So a little more into my career. Same rules apply. Just go. Just ba-ba, ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. And it works. And it's nice. So it's nice in that regard.
So
yeah,
are
I would,
we?
I would think it makes a lot of sense.
Are we saying that the rule or the maxim or however it's going to be phrased makes sense? The idea behind it is correct, but it's been, you know, co-opted and corrupted by institutions that don't really practice what they preach. Is that kind of where we're landing? Or does don't think, react not really work as a rule because sometimes thought is necessary, is required, and reactions may not be the best guiding force for an improv show.
So I'm going to jump in real quick, Sam, because my gut reaction is that it depends on your goal, what your performance goal is. You're going to be doing a lot of thinking if you're doing a deconstruction. You're going to be doing a lot of thinking if you're doing a Herald or like you're just like, but I don't think it's garbage because when I think about your training center, Jamie, when I think about the commune of comedy where everyone is equal and free, I definitely see a section or a show or a class where you're like, absolutely no thinking is allowed or required. And just, cause I think there could be some beautiful stuff of just like, because remember, I don't think they're saying void of thought. It's saying react to what is happening, being said or done. So there is a reaction occurring, right? It's not just go blankly into a space. Don't think, react. There's something, there's something that I do like about that. I like the idea of reacting honestly to what's occurring or not honestly. I don't know. Sam?
Yeah, there's the body way of thinking that is very alien to me. I'm very cerebral, but there is this idea of sort of thinking with the body. And like, to me, that's what kind of react is. It's about getting into action, into emotion. And I think what we're talking about with like short form, I would think clowning actually a lot of this react, you know, playing off of what's there would work pretty well. It's interesting that when we talk about like long form, when we say like the deconstruction or something like that, there is some level of thinking, but is that going on the sidelines or are you doing that in the middle of the scene?
Good question.
And I'll just add this one last thought, which is, I think one of the fun things about improv is when the performer takes us through their thought process on stage. And maybe we could say that's them processing a reaction, but I think sometimes at least seeing the thinking and seeing the improviser improvise in the moment is part of the fun. I don't know. Jamie, what do you think? Can you think or do you have to react?
To me, they're not even exclusive. That's why it's weird to like put them together and to say, don't do one, do the other. It's like, don't eat apples, go to take a shower. It's like, what?
Hold on, they're not even related. Jamie, let's sit with this for a second because I think you just blew my brain to pieces. That is really brilliant, if it's true. And I want to continue to explore that, but I know you're going to explore it. I just need the audience and me and you guys to know that, like, that's crazy. What did you say?
Don't eat an apple, go take a shower.
Don't think, react. Don't eat an apple, take a shower. Okay, let's talk more. I just needed a second.
He needed to think, but he reacted, and then he thought. But to me, I don't see that they are really linked or related. So it's interesting to put them together because, like I said, it feels weird that almost one implies the exclusion of the other. Why can't you think and react? Why can't you react then think? Why can't you think while reacting? It's like, don't think, react. It's like that's why the rule kind of bothers me, and most rules bother me in general, is because how they're phrased, it implies a lot about how concepts work together just in their phrasing alone. And I think it's easy to glom onto them like, oh yeah, don't think, react. Don't think, react when you're on the back line at your Herald audition. But it's like, I don't know. I think it misses the nuance of, I think, what's really going on.
Let me devil advocate a little bit, because I do think that these sayings become sayings because there's a problem that they're trying to fix. And you guys are more teaching experience than I do, but I would imagine that you have seen a scene where someone says something like, oh my God, you just won $1 billion. And the other person hears that and thinks, and there's that sort of like moment of low energy, as opposed to what you'd say as a teacher, which is, you just found out you won the lottery. What's your natural reaction? Don't think, react. Is that a situation that you guys have seen before? Is that a problem or is it not a big issue?
I wonder if maybe, because what I think, if I read between the lines of what you're saying, is like, make the easy choice. Is that kind of what you're saying? Like, just react to like, you would have won $1 billion. You're excited. You're thrilled, you know, because that's the easy choice when you win a bunch of money, versus thinking like, how can I make this funny? How can I spin it on its head and be depressed because I won $1 billion or whatever? Like, is that what you're saying? Make the easy choice?
That's not what I'm saying, but I like that as an idea. What I'm kind of asking is like, where are those moments where someone is thinking and not reacting that it's a problem?
that it's a problem is because I love moments of pause in scenes. I love thinking about how you feel, digesting, so you can respond in a way that is fitting rather than just like speaking. But where it's a problem, Sam, for me, when it comes to my students, is when I see the pause occurring and I see them going through the Rolodex of the best slash most entertaining choice. Not that, not that, not that, not that. That is a problem. It's stunting the momentum of the scene. Nah, you know what? I don't really care about the same momentum of the scene. I don't give a shit which way it goes. But what I tell them is the first thought you had is going to be as brilliant or not as brilliant as the ninth. Like, so why spend time torturing ourselves spinning through that Rolodex of the best choices? Mm-hmm. But like I said, if you told me I want $1 billion and I need to check in with my character, this sounds like overthinking, but I don't give a shit. Oh yeah, maybe that's what mine is. Overthink, then react. I think it's okay for you for your character to scan how they feel. Well, I have selfish reasons for being excited, but my mother's sick as well. I don't know. I don't know. I think they're. Mm-hmm. And I, by the way, you can tell the difference when you're looking at an actor, a performer, when they're thinking as the character rather than thinking as the actor, right? And I think it's. Yeah, please.
That's really interesting. So thinking as the actor is what we want to avoid, but thinking as the character is maybe a reaction.
Well, it's so funny because of you guys. I really hesitate to use words like avoid or like don't do because it's kind of let's go. But the way I just told you guys, and I'll tell I'm teaching again at the West Side Comedy Theater. So it's been interesting to be in a classroom again that isn't my own, right? That there is a kind of a syllabus to follow and stuff, and there are boxes to check. So I tell them, well, I'm gonna wear my teacher hat kind of askew off to the side. So I'll continue to remind you of the way things have typically gone, but also on this side, encourage you to do whatever the hell it is you want to do. So I'm trying to find this balance there. I forgot what the question was or what we're even talking about, Sam.
We're talking just sort of like avoiding thinking as the actor, because in our rehearsals, I think our toughest moments are when you watching us see us thinking in the moment on stage as the actor, and you'll always call it out. You'll be like, hey, that moment there, we were a little out of it and we kind of know it.
Which is crazy when it comes to you two in particular, because you're both fast thinker. You're not like my students who are like, you can like see them just like get out of the character and like sit down as themselves to think. You two are doing a pretty good job moving whatever is happening on stage forward. It's not like you guys are like stopping all action, but there's this slight detectable disconnect almost that I'm like, oh, you're trying to figure this out. But I don't blame you, because a lot of what you – I don't blame you guys for doing that stuff. It's hard not to do that. Mm-hmm. Listen, I want to say one more thing. I had this one student in my workshop who for a very long time, the majority of the words she would say in the scene would be, I don't know. She'd go – you know, I'm hungry. I don't know. We can get a hamburger. I don't know. Yeah, hot dog. I don't know. So I would begin to tell her, you know, maybe you do know. And so then that turned her into somebody who was like, okay, like I'm assuming this competence. I know. And she would stop herself in the middle of it. She'd go, let's go get a hamburger. I do know. I do know we should get a hamburger. And it's like, okay, is that progress? So recently I asked her, because I like her, I like talking to her as a person, and I think she's interesting. So recently I put her in a position where I said, you're done thinking, no or not no, I want stream of consciousness from you. That's what I want from you in this next scene. What? That's crazy. I can just do whatever I want. I just want you to go. Show me your work. Show me your thoughts, like you said earlier, Sam. Just go. And so now someone's like, hey, what do you want to eat? And she's like, you know what? When I was 12, I actually cut my entire arm and she just wrote, it's fucking brilliant. And when she's done, I say, how does that feel? Oh, that felt great. It's like a moment in like Amelie where she like walks the blind man down the street and then leaves him there after she explains what she's seen. She's in this like great glow. Her scene partner enjoyed it also, because he's dealing with somebody who has their own ideas. And it's just a really nice thing. She's a player. we're thinking it doesn't suit her. It just doesn't suit her. I don't know.
But what she's doing there is not reacting. She's just speaking extemporaneously and just word vomit. Has nothing to do with reacting, which is kind of my point about the apple shower thing. It's like reacting and thinking aren't really related things.
But Jamie, at the very basics, of what people consider good acting, let's say even scripted, I think they are related, and they're saying like, you can go into a scene. I actually had like a student of mine sent me a Robert Duvall quote about listening and reacting, but I won't read the whole thing. But you can go into a scene with a script all beat it out. You have your objectives, you have your tactics, the things you want, how you're going to do and get it. So you might show up in that scene thinking about the things you want and how you're going to get them. Or same script in your brain, set it aside and just respond to the actor who's doing the scene with you. There is a difference. Because I can go in there being like, I want a handshake. I must get this handshake. So I'll use this tactic. I'll be sweet. I'll be mean. I'll be cunning and manipulative. This is the way I rehearse it in my room. But then in the scene, my scene partner might be giving me a different read. And therefore, all my homework, all my thought wouldn't really apply. I don't know if I'm going off the rails here with you guys.
Well, is that just being present? Is that just being in the moment?
So isn't, you know, yeah, I think
is that related now to react, is be present?
Well, because there's a response occurring. Yes, you're right. You're right. That is being present. Being present for what? Being present to take in information.
Shifting of moments.
Shifting of moments?
Like being, dropping your agenda maybe. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think it's losing the ego a bit, because that sort of
the in the Freudian where, sense.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I haven't read Freud, but like just sort of thinking about like, okay, I could do this, this, and this. Those are all future thoughts. So you aren't in the present with it, as opposed to if you are just present with it, you are reacting to it. I would argue that student is now reacting with a monologue, which I think is actually a really interesting idea, because I've always heard people talk about, you know, you can monologue or use monologues, but I never knew when to do it. The idea that, oh, my big reaction doesn't have to be me crying for 30 seconds. My big reaction could be a really sad monologue that I kind of take a moment to process my feelings with. So there's something kind of interesting there.
I'm trying to grapple with this thing, Jamie, with react, because remember, UCB didn't come up with this. I learned this from my professor, who learned it from, you know, he's part of the improv, what's the word I'm looking for? Generation that was very close to like the committee and a lot of Viola Spolin. And like, you know, they're the ones who didn't have instructors. They had like the book and they open it up and they do who, what, where games and stuff like that. Right. And based on all of their experimentation, without much, they don't have many resources. They certainly didn't have a lot of shows to see. They begin to put these rules together that would help them be better performers. So I think that there is a world, like again, back to short form, where it is more beneficial. And now we're so far away from that. I don't know.
I have two thoughts. One is, can we define what reacting means? Because I'm thinking now, like Sam's example, maybe reaction isn't just an emotional response. Maybe that's a form of reaction. Okay. But maybe you can react by stuttering or singing a song. Is that a reaction? Maybe you can react by doing nothing. That's your reaction, is to do nothing, right? You just have like a stone-faced response.
Well,
so
I like
what is reacting? That means, because in my head now I can't think of anything that's not a reaction. Everything is a reaction, right?
Yes. Well, right here, from the Oxford dictionary, it says to react is to respond or behave in a particular way in response to something. I think that's great. It's
from
not
whose perspective? From the actor's perspective or the audience's perspective? Because like if Sam says, Jamie, you just won $1 billion. And I just try to give
you
neutrality.
You don't react. You were about to say, and
right.
You don't react.
Yeah. Meaning, well, because I'm trying to be specific with my language. So I took that back. Uh-huh. But if I respond with a neutral face, you know, the audience might see, oh, he's not reacting. He must not care about winning $1 billion, or he's worried about something else. Like, the audience, you don't need to react to have a reaction in a weird way. Does that make sense?
I would say doing nothing is not a reaction. I would say that if nothing changes, it's a negative statement in some ways. But to me, the important word here is action. I think it's really important. I also think it's kind of interesting from an improv perspective to think of a reaction as maybe an action that gets repeated, right? And how we talk about sort of patterns, and like, it's very easy to make a game if every time you say something, I react in a very similar way, right? I think the problem is when people do nothing. We could read a reaction into it, but I think we have to do more work than just some kind of action. Now, maybe that action is nonchalant, like you win $1 billion and you go over and you start, you know, setting the dinner table or something like that. But I do think it's important that we have some kind of action.
But that's a great... That would be great. It's not, see, I don't know if it's just action, because it's, you know, in this particular definition, respond or behave. Maybe the behave is the action, but if someone said you want $1 billion and then you start sitting at the dinner table, I think that's fucking great. I think that's great. And furthermore, I'm starting to believe more and more, I don't need to tell you how I feel, audience, all the time. You want $1 million and I reach over from my shirt pocket and I pull out a smoke and I light it. And I go have a seat. Let the audience thrust their opinions and thoughts onto me.
That's kind of what I'm saying, is like these reactions that are not, you know, the simple, obvious reaction, the non-obvious reaction or response. Let's the audience put together what that means. And you might get more interesting things versus I want $1 billion. 99% of people are going to jump up and down and cry and be excited. Right. But if you just, yeah, light a cigarette and go sit down and start like eating your steak, it's like, oh, who's this person? Like, so maybe the non-reaction or the non sequitur, or, you know, the A to K reaction is also valid. But then that almost makes the rule pointless, because basically someone gives you a piece of information, now you can do whatever you want.
Well, but Jamie, I think if I'm being honest with myself, I think me lighting the smoke or setting the dinner table would be in reaction to the news. It wouldn't just be like, I didn't hear that. Me dun dum. I just do my thing. I mean, like, that's like, I think that would speak volumes about where my character is or how my character feels about that. Maybe I associate money with my father who's passed away. I don't know. But like, I think to me, I'm an actor and I like to react to things being said and done to me, even if it's like the not obvious choice. I mean, all the better if it's not the obvious choice, Sam. Pardon me, Jamie. But my point is, to me, there still is a connection. You could do it without, actually, kind of like my student who just kind of does her own thing. I don't know if she's reacting to what's being said or she's just speaking next. I don't know. Don't think, though. I don't think, react. Don't think. I really got to believe that means don't spend a lot of time in your head. Play the monkey. And as we move further down into where we are now, it's just not true. I mean, Sam, even if you're doing whatever the Victorian fucking improv company, I'm sure there's a lot of thought. And there's probably extra thought, because you got to like speak in a certain way and like...
First of all, yeah. I love that name for Sam's style of play, the Victorian fucking improv.
We're not Victorian. It's Elizabethan, guys. I'm sorry if you can't tell English queens. That's actually a very interesting point, because there's a bit of an argument that one of the ways that iambic pentameter was used was so people didn't have to think as much, was that the lines actually carry you, and that like some of the rhymes and things like that actually cue you, so that you're not having to think so much about this stuff as you are just kind of reacting to it, to your sort of like Robert Duvall point from earlier, which I think is interesting. I mean, what I kind of keep going back to in this conversation is, when are we seeing the actor and when are we seeing the character? And if I see the character do nothing and that's the character's reaction, I can get behind that. I think the challenge I have is, when am I just seeing the actor do nothing? And how do I know that the actor is really playing the character doing nothing,
you
as
could
opposed
tell.
To just something? Yeah.
You could tell. You could tell.
All right.
You can. When I encourage my students recently to take a pause before they respond, you could see the ones that it's just the actor going, and this is where I wait and do nothing. And now I'll speak. There's an emptiness sounds rude, but like there's not a lot moving through the head as the character. Well, also these people don't know how to don a character, and that's a whole different podcast. You know, what does that mean to kind of put that on? How much of you is there? How much of your character is there? All that stuff. Jamie, can you see how it might be beneficial to say the words "don't think, react" to maybe Jim's class, our previous guest, when you're teaching short form to say younger people? Does that matter to you? Does it make a difference?
No, and that's, I mean, first of all, I still don't even know what the principle is behind the rule. Is it be present? Is it agree? Is it, you know, use emotion? Is it, you know, don't overthink? I don't even really know exactly what the principle is behind this idea. The more I think about it, the less it is clear to me, which I think is how a lot of, you know, maxims and rules go, which is why it's fun to dissect them. First of all, I don't even really know what the rule is getting at specifically, because we've come up with maybe like 30 or 40 different interpretations of what the rule might mean. How is someone who's 13 going to figure that out? We're mildly to very seasoned improvisers, and we're struggling coming up with any kind of coherent understanding.
I'm not struggling.
This.
By the way,
if you're not
struggling,
then you're not. If you're not struggling, then you're not being authentic with yourself.
I think that's the truth, Jamie. I think I'm. For some reason, this one in particular, I'm thinking about the audience right now, listening to us. I typically don't. I'm just kind of flow state with you guys, and I unlock and unravel and you know, try to figure shit out. This one, I don't know why. I just feel that there are certain people who are going, are they idiots? Of course you don't think, react. It's very simple. How do you not understand that? I don't know why that this one is nagging. This one I feel like the most, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like most embarrassed to like fuck with. But when I do, as soon as I start to move some of it around, Jamie, it starts to crumble in my hands. But right now I'm trying to pick it back up almost and put it all back together to prove to myself, to you guys, and to those who are listening that I understand what it means. I mean, I do understand what it means. I just don't think that people understand. I'm done. And I'm done.
Can I put together a very strict definition or interpretation that we might be able to get behind?
Yes. Can I say one thing? And then yeah. I want you to do that. First of all, I want you to do that, but I want you to do it slowly so we can really absorb it. But also what I wanted to say is that I think... No, fuck, it's gone. All right, Sam, go ahead and do your thing. I forgot it.
No, you got to go first.
Okay, about, what was Chris saying?
The people who are judging us, listening to this, they should know.
The reason, because don't think, react on its face to me doesn't make any sense. So I'm going out of my way to try to come up with an interpretation that makes the rule true. Like, I'm on the side of the rule. I'm doing everything I can to try to think of, how does this make sense? What are they trying to get at? What's really going on here? And then, is that right? And I can't even do that. So maybe Sam, with this, he can help clarify everything for everybody. Here we go. Let's do it.
Do not hesitate by overthinking.
Okay, pause. When can you hesitate? You can hesitate for other reasons, not just the overthinking. Mm-hmm. So the only reason you can hesitate in any other circumstance other than in overthinking. Is that right?
This rule is not completely inclusive or exclusive.
Okay, so basically this rule means nothing.
I got halfway through it.
Is there more?
I think, yes. Okay. Do not hesitate by overthinking, but go with your first instinct and do something.
Sam, go with your first instinct. Sam, I think you said this too earlier, Jamie. The one word that's really helping me today is overthinking. I think that's what they're trying to say. Don't overthink. I like that, Sam. So say that, don't hesitate by overthinking. To me, if it's not a rule that's etched in the stone of the improv, whatever the fuck, I still think that's a nice, palatable suggestion. It might be helpful. You might find it helpful to not hesitate by overthinking. That feels nice to me. It's not as cute as don't think, react. But that does break it down for me a little bit. Now, I'm sure Jamie's going to smash that. But yeah, I like it. Oh, the overthinking is the problem. Yes.
Let me ask this. When can you hesitate?
To me, you can hesitate as a part of a character's choice. That seems pretty simple. You're hesitating between picking up the rifle or picking up the pistol because you don't know which one is the best way to slaughter your family. There might be hesitation there.
So maybe we should clarify the rule then. As the actor, don't hesitate by overthinking.
I think that's actually really helpful. As the actor, yes.
Because the character is allowed to hesitate and overthink. Oh,
yeah, okay, it's better. It's better.
And I think overthinking is right because I think some thinking, well, let's be honest, a lot of thinking can be helpful. Mm-hmm. You're running through a lot of different styles and trainings and techniques and stuff. And I think some of the best actors are doing the most thinking without showing us. Overthinking.
How do we define overthinking?
So I can't do it the way Sam did it. My own idiot's brain is, I'm just working this out. It's not a definition. This is talking to you guys. There's a moment of thought that I think is helpful to scan, detect, and digest what's going on and how your character wants to respond to what's going on or add to what's going on. It becomes to me, this is very surface level, overthinking when you're trying to find the best response in order to entertain. Not the best response to like how there might be a better way to respond in a situation to get my partner to feel a certain way. That isn't the overthinking I typically see. I see the overthinking of the student or the performer to try to get the best result from the audience. That to me is like a fool's errand. What are you doing out there? Stay in here.
I love that, Chris. I love that. Because I think it's also getting what the teacher wants me to say or the right thing that the school wants me to say.
It's the right thing.
Yeah, I think that's really well said.
So as the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get the answer right. How do we finish that?
Well, here we go. So there's no just. By the way, when we finish this sentence, I will have this printed on hoodies for us.
For just us three.
Yeah. Or anybody who wants it. Yeah, write it and send me the $60 goddamn dollars.
Oh, we got merch. We can have merch for the show. Real quick, I just have to say, I think the definition of overthinking is having 50-plus podcast episodes about phrases like react. This is overthinking the podcast. So
I will say a lot of those episodes we had guests, so we haven't overthought yet.
Jamie's least favorite part. I'm just kidding. So walk me through this again, Jamie. Where are we right now?
So Sam's role, we're going to give credit to him. He's going to be quoted on the hoodie.
It's a team effort.
He's going to have the little, you know, the attribution.
Yeah.
So Sam says, as the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get it right.
As the actor. So, Sam, are you okay with as the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get it right, or would you prefer to have the word overthink in there?
Does Jesus get to say what's in the Bible?
Ooh, baby. As the actor.
Well, is it a biography or an autobiography?
Guys, I don't know what you guys are talking about. As
the
actor,
only word I said that's still in there is hesitate, which I'm kind of mystified well, it's by.
The only part you got right.
Don't hate me, Jimmy, but will you say that to me one more time? As the actor, don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate by trying to get it right.
By trying.
Because when we say overthinking, that's really what we mean, is by trying to exclude the quote-unquote wrong responses.
I like that. As the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get it right. I'm fully on board with that.
Or maybe is that the rule?
I think we have to have a positive suggestion for what the remedy is.
So right? if that's the case, the next word is important to me. Because there's just, which I don't agree with. There's instead, but that might also suggest that the other thing is completely not useful. I like that you said a suggestion, Sam, a positive suggestion.
Try.
Perhaps consider.
Perhaps consider. Oh, I like consider. As the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get it right.
Consider. Don't overthink. Consider.
Oh God!
Don't overthink. Just consider.
That's so ugly, and it's so beautiful.
Don't overthink. Reflect.
Don't overthink. Consider. So far, I'm liking don't. Because here's what I would have. I'd be happy to have. Don't overthink. Consider, and then this is the true. This is what we mean by that. I just want to finish this, and I bet you there are people that are hanging on right now with us, or people that are just like these guys are idiots. Okay, as the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get it right. So what is this? What are we asking them to consider? You know, so in the old rule, it's at this point would be to react.
I would say consider being present.
Consider being. As the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get it right. Consider being present.
Or be present.
I know, be present. This one does feel like it's there should be the hard and fast. Be present.
Be natural.
Be natural. Be present. Yeah, that's interesting.
Be active, even if you're actively doing nothing.
I like that too.
What is the best possible response? Like what do you want when someone offers up? You win $1 billion. What are you looking for?
I don't think you can answer that. The best possible response? That goes back to my Rolodex.
How about respond from inspiration or something like that? Because to me, an inspired response, what you say inspires what I do in response.
Oh, is, be inspired.
Yeah, is the right thing to do.
I've been using that a lot, Jamie, asking people to move from a point of inspiration. And it has been very, very beneficial. Not just like, oh, that's a good one. I'll keep it in my bag. It's like, oh, this is kind of changing the way they're playing. And it's. And I guess we could go into what I think it's why it's beneficial, what a successful scene looks like. That's a whole different thing. But like, it has been really helpful to not just me, the person who has scrutinized a million scenes, but I watch this energy from the player. There's like, I don't know. There's like a, they kind of, there's a perkiness. They're not bogged down by the rules.
Well, there's a freedom to it.
There's a freedom. There's a freedom.
So maybe, okay, as the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get it right. Provide an inspired response.
I
love how academic this is, by the way. This is making my Saturday morning.
Provide an inspired response. You know, I like that. My only issue is the people like me who might have a fucked up relationship with the word inspiration where sometimes, cause I'm a dunce, inspiration feels like the way you see it in the movies or cartoons. It's got to be this big aha moment. I am inspired to move about. I'm inspired to say this when what you're saying, Jamie, well, you're saying inspired, but to even dumb it down a little further for people like me, do what you want, do what you're not called to do. What is inspiration? Jesus Christ.
What is inspiration? God, how fucking no. Disney is this podcast?
I think what the inspire is missing, like be inspired to be you or be inspired to move. Like I am missing a little bit of like the inspired to what, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yes. I know. That is hard. And then it goes back to the actor. And well, we're saying here as the actor, because I was going to say the character inspiration might be different.
Was this like move from a place of inspiration or, you know, I don't
or
know.
Or not move. You don't have to move. You can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But that does, but.
Respond but that, from a place of inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
Respond.
Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's a response? What does that mean?
It's the most neutral word that I can think of in taking in, you know, external stimulus and then manifesting that in your future conduct.
So
the
reacting.
Word respond. No, not reacting. I am avoiding that word because it's been charged.
So we're going from don't think, react to don't overthink, respond.
We're not doing overthink, Sam. You missed that part.
Oh, sorry.
You got a LaCroix.
Well, for kicks, we might just have a shirt that says don't overthink, consider, just because I like that, along with no, nor.
Yeah, there's also a playfulness that I think React gets to that I'm not sure that we've touched on, and I just kind of want to suggest
Well,
it.
That's a whole nother topic, playfulness and play, Sam. You know,
what is play? God.
I know. I asked my students just the other week. By the way, the reason why I'm talking more about my students today is because I had mentioned I'm now in the classroom teaching not my own stuff necessarily. I mean, it's me, but it's like these aren't people that sign up for the Chris Alvarado workshop. They sign up for the West Side Comedy Theater. You ask them, why are you here? What are your goals? What do you want to do? And somebody brought this up, and it always sounds very whimsical and beautiful. Like, you know, I want to instill that sense of play in me. You know, play is important. And I think we can all agree with that sentence, but what that actually looks like, or what people's impression of what play looks like, it starts to get really muddled and weird.
I'll say this. I mean, I've been taking a class at Impro, and we had our first class show last night, and there was such a fun level of play. One of the performers afterwards was like, it didn't even feel like we were on Zoom. Where when you're that present and really feeling the flow of stuff. And to me, what's cool about play is it gives people superpowers. You know, the people who are nervous about their Shakespearean language all of a sudden are rhyming in scenes multiple times. And it's sort of this, if they were thinking about those rhymes, it wouldn't work. But if they're just playing in that space, I don't know. I think there is something about like play and flow state. And I think that is part of this idea with React.
But you know, Sam, that's another thing that fucks me up is flow state, for my money, typically is the result of a lot of thinking and training. And I'm sure Jamie could just fuck that theory up easily, but I think about like, you know, athletics, and I know sports is not exactly a direct, it's not on par with whatever, with the performing arts, but right. Those basketball players that are making moves, it's because of the lifelong training and thinking. And then that's when you can get to a place where you can just like move about this, whatever the court. I think there is something like that for me personally, when I'm in my greatest flow state on stage, I think it's still because it's an accumulation of the training and experience I've had. I don't know. But then again, somebody brought this up to me the other day when I had asked, the guest, our clowning guest, Dean Evans, when I said, do you think you'd be able to tell the difference between somebody who's a a really experienced clown and somebody who isn't, you know, a quick 5-minute showcase. And he says he didn't, he's like, I don't know, maybe not. That is fascinating. And that might fuck up my whole theory I just said. Like, maybe there, you don't need all the experience and the training to be in that state, but certainly you've got to be some type of person, right, Sam? Like, you got to be, my father, for instance, couldn't just get into a flow state on a stage right now.
No, and it's so funny you're talking about this, because I didn't think about it with Dean, but my cousin used to do competitive air guitar, which is such a fun subculture. And there is a clownishness to it, where they put on costumes, they take on personas. I saw a woman give birth to a bald eagle, like, stuffed animal on stage. So, like, there is a performance here that does have comedic effect. And they're great. But I think they all do get into a flow state, right? I mean, like, they're up there, they're doing air guitar along to the song to kind of help them. It's a dancing vibe. I don't know. I take your point of, like, to get there, you have to think a lot behind the scenes. And I don't think, when people say don't think, react, they're like, don't break down comedy shows, just laugh at them, right? I think there's a specific context where we use this, and it's really like on stage in performance. Don't think about the air guitar move you're going to do. Just move to the music.
That's definition number 41. And that's the hard part, is I don't know what this means. If you try to rephrase don't think, react, like, now it's flow state. Now it's be present. You know, it's like, there's so many different ways to take it. And two things strike me about that. One is, it makes it a really good maxim, because everyone can interpret it however the fuck they want. Everybody's right. So that's why yeah, it lives on, because there's so much room for interpretation that it can't die, because you can't disprove it. You can't shoot it down. Second, it's not helpful, because it means whatever you want it to mean. So it's not a helpful rule, because if you're trying to say, okay, well, what does that actually mean? As soon as you start asking that question, like we have done here, we don't know. We're three smart people, and we don't have a handle on this one. We tried, you know, we have the first part of what might be what we think that rule is about the actor.
Oh, and I'm don't going, try to get I'm, it right. I'm going forward with that, Jamie. I know you're kind of, I am using this. I'm going to say to my students, as the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get it right. Listen, I've been saying that for years anyways.
First of all, how clear is that? As opposed to don't think, react, what does that mean? Just say, well, as the actor, don't hesitate. But you know what? That's not a catchy rule, and that's not going to make it on the back of, you know, somebody's, you know, a little sticker that they put on their bumper.
You are right. It is a very clear rule that we've created, where there's a specific problem. There's a specific thing that we need to tell that person in that moment. I can't believe Jamie's right. I really didn't want to concede anything this episode to Jamie, but man.
I think I can't tell if Sam's being sarcastic, because he never likes me to be right.
I really am not happy about this. You're right.
Sam, but you said it earlier, hesitate is still in there. That was your position.
Not one word.
But so what? It's huge. It's huge. Wow. I honestly think this is a collaborative effort.
Of course
it is. And what I love about this is, first of all, this is how, to the extent there are rules or guides in improv, this is how they should be created. They shouldn't be something that somebody just accidentally said or wants to put on like a little list of top fives, because that, I think, destroys and confuses and doesn't advance or help students or the art form or performers. Because I guarantee you, when whoever said don't think, react, they didn't have a three-person collaboration session for an hour picking apart each word, because if they had, they wouldn't have come up with that piece of shit rule. So, you know, that's my evidence for the fact that they didn't really, they just reacted. They didn't think. This is what I deal with now, is like, I live in a townhouse. We have an HOA, and the HOA propounds rules from time to time. And I read them. I'm like, these are written by people who don't know what they're doing. This is amateur hour, because the rules aren't clear. They haven't thought of the concepts. They're too broad, you know, and maybe that's a little bit of the lawyer analyzer in me, But the people who are coming up with comedy rules, I'm guessing, are not like professional legislators or lawyers or people who are normally tasked with coming up with clear and specific rules for conduct, which is part of the problem of the art form. So I'm so happy we're here to do this. This has been a very productive 52 minutes. Sam has been trying to jump in on my monologue for 2 minutes now. Please go ahead, Sam.
I mean, I was with you up until the point where you say the thing comedy needs is a rules committee. I'm not quite sure about that, but this has been very enjoyable. And I do think that the final rule that we got to was well worth it.
And you know what? To me, I'm always looking for ideas or rules that help both, quote, you know, like scripted acting and improvisation, because I don't think there's much of a difference from the player's perspective. I really don't. Again, it's a whole other podcast. But this works for an acting student as well. Somebody who's in a scene study with scripts. Hey, as the actor, don't hesitate by trying to get it right. So many times, I think about all my auditions. I walk into the room trying to get it right. Now I get to, if I implement this rule, remove that hesitation. Now I get to step forward with action and reaction. I don't know. It fits a lot of places. If cool. Great. Yeah, well, cool. Yeah, we were so beautiful and eloquent up until this point, and now it's clunky.
No. I think this is great. You know, this is part of, you know, the how the sausage is made kind of thing. You know, as per any good administrative agency, and if the Comedy Fix podcast is not an administrative agency, I don't know what is. But as part of any good administrative agency, before we finalize these rules, I'd like to open it up for a 30-day public comment period. Please, please, public, write in, refine the rules, suggest things we haven't considered. We're open to redefining the rules and you know, reworking it, rehoning it, and crafting it until we get the best, most precise one that passes your strict scrutiny standards of interpretation. So, we're at the Comedy Fix. I'm Jamie. This is Chris and Sam. I think we've made a lot of progress for this little committee session, and we look forward to hearing from you about how right or wrong we are. Bye-bye.
Bye.